A smooth lie is better than a distorted truth.
Where am I? It's so dark and cold. There's a light. It's coming this way. Hello? Hello?
Greetings. Ah, a woman. A pilgrim?
I don't think so.
A traveler?
Who are you?
I am the gatekeeper. It is my duty to assist you through the darkness. Come.
Where are we?
In the desert.
Why am I here? Can you tell me?
Certainly. In a little while, it will be light. You will see an archway against the horizon. Beyond that is a city. Within the city, a palace. And within the palace, a courtyard. Fountains, pools, gardens with canaries that sing in Arabic. They will know for what purpose you have come.
But can you tell me why I'm here?
Though you may not see, you already know. Where the mind inclines, defeat leads.
Oh, great.
It was late at night. Mojo and I were in the back room at the Cafe of the One Bridge. There was an orchestra playing in one of the inner rooms. For those of you that have been trying to follow this story, I'd like to tell you an old Arab proverb. What you have put into your kettle comes afterwards into your spoon. And for those of you that are totally bewildered, I'll give you a little rundown. I'm Kasbah Kelly. I own a bar down by the Bay of Tangier. Jack Flanders arrived from London one day and disappeared a few days later. In fact, I watched him go poof right into thin air. Then Sunny Skies, also visiting Morocco, went poof too. And there's Mojo Sam, the Udu man. He plays piano and he's into yoga and voodoo. There's a yoga exercise he's been perfecting. It's called projecting. Now, sometimes he's able to tune in on certain stuff and project this stuff out of a point between his eyes, out onto a wall, like a moving picture, sort of. It's not his thoughts that he's projecting, but what comes through him. I suppose it's kind of like a clairvoyant verbally telling you what's coming through. Only in Mojo's case, it's not words, but pictures. That may sound incredible, but it's true. Isn't that right?
Well, you know what the Berbers say, boss.
No, what's that one?
A narrow place is real big to the narrow-minded.
Yeah, I like that one. A lot of Arab sayings leave your brain feeling about as full as a ping-pong ball. Anyway, earlier this evening, when you were projecting those pictures of Jack Flanders on the wall, didn't you have the impression he was two separate people?
Not really, boss.
No?
Not like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hmm.
More like, well, you remember how Jackie almost went through the gates the first time?
Yeah.
Well, something happened. Somehow he must have got in the first time, yet he didn't. Because it wasn't until the next day that he broke through and got in.
You're covering your tracks, Mojo.
It's not hard to follow. Listen, Jack got into an invisible world, but now there appears to be two Jacks.
That's what I was saying. These two separate people.
No.
Two Jacks, right?
No, appears to be two Jacks. But is Jack in two places at the same time?
Really? That's pretty far out.
Yeah, but he don't know that.
He doesn't know it's far out, or he doesn't know he's in two places.
Two places. Jack's this Hassan Gizel, the king, the sultan. And Jack's also son of El Kabah, the rebel. The two of them are afraid of each other. I think something enemies anyway.
Phew.
two of them come face to face, that should prove interesting.
Prove really interesting if they don't kill each other first.
Is that what they're trying to do?
I don't know. Jack Flanders don't dislike himself any more than anyone else dislikes himself. Them invisible world don't understand what's going on in there, boss.
You didn't see any signs of Sonny?
Not yet.
What do you make of all that pyramid stuff the Comtesse pumped into my head?
The Comtesse? All those little gears inside her mind, they sure do run silent and smooth.
I was surprised how friendly she was, you know. It was nice, considering the old crab used to hate my guts. What are you looking at me that way for? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That pyramid stuff. Was I being set up?
Well, they say kindness can pluck the hairs out of a lion's mustache.
You know, Mojo, I think I've been plucked.
Oh, bright new star in the heavens. Oh, rising sun and morning's clear, dear, oh, noble mistress. Oh, gentle queen. Oh.
What is it, Marmaduke?
A stranger, my lady, stands alone within the courtyard.
How did they find their way within the palace walls?
I was kneeling, watching the play of the mustache fishes in the pool, when suddenly she was standing right there. I do not know how she entered. She wishes to speak to you.
This stranger asked for me by name.
She asked to be taken to the queen. Shall I bring her forth?
I will go to her. Who are you?
I don't know. I'd hope you would be able to tell me.
The city is full of common soothsayers, if that's what you wish.
There was a man, a gatekeeper, who said you could tell me who I am and what is my purpose.
Where have you come from?
I don't know. I've been asleep. I don't remember my dream.
Perhaps you do not belong here. The pebbles may speak for you.
Take these pebbles. Yes.
Now drop them one by one into the pool.
Like this?
Yes. Now don't stop. They pull the potter out. Continue. Or is it?
And the eye.
The spy. The thief. The eye. Who has sent you?
I don't know.
Take these pebbles. Do the same. Zavinia. Who is she?
I don't remember.
Is she with the forces of El Kaba?
I don't know. Why am I here?
You have been sent.
But for what purpose?
To obtain an object.
What is that?
Out upon the desert there is a man. And upon his forehead, between his two eyes, there is that which you have been sent.
And once I have this object, can I return from where I've come?
Return to your dream? Ah, yes, yes. pray to Allah the Almighty. And you will be provided.
Thank you.
My Marmaduke will direct you to the man that you seek.
Thank you so much.
There is this saying. If the prayers of dogs were answered, bones would rain from the sky.